Welcome back to Coastal Connection. I'm Brian Russo. The temperatures are ever so slowly rising here on the coast, and as they do, local employers are starting to ramp up their hiring for their busy summer season. More than 70 employers will take part in a job fair at the Ocean City Convention Center this Saturday, looking to fill everything from restaurant and hotel positions to jobs as secretaries and plumbers. The job fair's arrival is good news for many people here in Worcester County, where the unemployment rate is hovering around 16%. According to the latest figures from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics. In this segment, we'll hear from job seekers and from one of Ocean City's largest employers to get their perspectives on the local job market. But we begin with Melanie Purcell. She's the executive director of the Greater Ocean City Chamber of Commerce. And she says this year's job fair is an important opportunity for workers, especially those who've been looking for a job for a while.
I think it is high stakes, and I think that it's giving them a forum to get in front of these employers. Because a lot of times, if you're out pounding the pavement, going door to door, trying to get your resume out there, you know, they might take it, put it to the side, but they're actively seeking you right now. Mm-hmm. So that's why we really encourage the job seekers to take advantage of this opportunity. And they're out there, they're asking for your business, essentially. And so it's important for you to be there and be there in person, because they are interviewing on the spot. Yeah. And they want to see that face-to-face connection. With the internet and social media and everything happening almost virtually, the job fair kind of goes back to that face-to-face, that first impression that you get. And believe me, when you walk away, that employer is marking down on your application the impression that they got from you in person.
I think the common conception in over the years is that this particular job fair is a feeder for the hospitality and tourism industry. So big hotels looking for people to do housekeeping, or restaurants looking for waiters and waitresses. You know, as you said, it used to be just a big hub for college kids to come down for the weekend, meet a bunch of prospective employers, and off back to campus. Now that's changed a bit. Tell me about a little bit about the demographics of the people that you expect to see, from young to old.
I would still expect the college kids. I mean, that's definitely, I think, still the main focus, being that we are hospitality-driven here in Ocean City. But I have seen just over the past few years, you know, people showing up in suits with briefcases. Mm-hmm. So that goes to show that the demographic has changed in terms of the age brackets. You know, mm-hmm. You're not just seeing up to the 25, 26-year-old. You're seeing middle age, and you're even seeing some more seasoned older workers. Mm-hmm. So one of the other things that we've been doing over the years is we actually have the Maryland Workforce Exchange there as well. So even if the folks that come don't necessarily find a good match, we allow them to get registered with the Maryland Workforce Exchange, which is really a regional database of employers and jobs that are available in the area. So that partnership has been really good, especially for those people that are coming that aren't necessarily looking for just a summer job.
What are employers looking for? For people out there that may never have worked in the restaurant industry, but they may have been in the corporate world, but they've been out of work and they need a job, what can they do as they come into this job fair this weekend to put themselves at the top of the pile, so to speak?
Well, it's an interesting question, because when you're looking at coming from one corporate America to, you know, hospitality industry or a small mom and pop, there are transferable skills that are there, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. I really think personality is important. You have to have eye contact. You have to have a smile. We are in the hospitality industry. I mean, it's all about making the customer feel important, having gratitude for your customer, regardless of if you're working frontline at a hotel room, back of the house in a restaurant, housekeeping, retail. It's all about customer service and about gratitude and treating the customers with respect and care. And, you know, that gets difficult when you're working 7 days a week in the summertime. But I think that's what employers are looking for. They're looking at someone who's trainable, somebody who's dependable, who's going to show up when they say they're going to show up. So I think somebody that comes in from a background where they've had a high level of responsibility is going to be very attractive, because they know that that employee is going to take their job seriously.
Yeah. Do you think that this particular job fair, with the timing of where we are in the season, levels the playing field a little bit, where The businesses need the workers just as much as the workers need work.
Yes, and that's why I think it's a fantastic opportunity for those people that have been putting those resumes out there. Here's a chance for you to really get your foot in the door. Mm-hmm. And so once you can get engaged with an employer, get employed, then you have an opportunity to show them what you've got mm-hmm. and make yourself valuable and make yourself an indispensable employee.
That was Melanie Purcell of the Greater Ocean City Chamber of Commerce. One of the biggest employers in Ocean City is the Carousel Resort Hotel and Condominiums, the oceanfront landmark that employs hundreds of people during the summer months. I swung by the Carousel earlier this week to talk with Michael James, the managing partner for the day-to-day operations of the Carousel Group. He says he's looking for a range of different types of workers to fill summer jobs at the hotel.
During the off-season, we have around 120 employees. And then in the summertime, we go up to just a little bit less than 300. I think last year we were around 275.
Talk about some of those positions that are going to be hired from, housekeeping, et cetera.
Sure. Well, obviously here we have so many different amenities. So we're hiring everything from recreation attendants who help manage the ice rink operation and the ice shows. Obviously from a condominium standpoint, we also run a condominium association and have a condo rental program, so we have people for maintenance, for housekeeping. We have a food and beverage operation. We have an oceanfront restaurant. We have the patio bar and grill. We have the ice cream shop. So we hire a lot of people in the food and beverage operation. By far the largest department is rooms division because, we need people to both clean the rooms, maintain the rooms, order the supplies. So the housekeeping department employs probably about 60% of our staff in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important and the toughest jobs, I would say, in the hotel business. Yeah.
Now, certainly you've been doing this for many, many years in this business. Obviously, where we are geographically speaking, there is that heightened sense of all hands on deck, so sure. to speak, in the summertime versus where we are right now. Talk a little bit about the changes that you've seen just since the economy took such a dramatic downturn several years ago in the types of people who are applying for these seasonal jobs that we were just speaking about.
Well, first, in terms of the downturn of the economy, what we saw, if you go back to the end of 08 and 09 and into 10, we saw people who were outside the hospitality industry, obviously in this area, looking, that's the industry where they could get jobs. So we had people that maybe were in banking mm-hmm. or in other construction. So for instance, in our maintenance and engineering department, we had people that maybe worked for contractors that were home builders applying for jobs that said, I have these skills, I could use those same skills in the hotel business. Mm-hmm. Or people that wanted a career change, people that were near the end of their career but weren't ready to retire, and for whatever reason their industry was suffering, we had people relocate down. So we had some really great folks come in and work front desk, for instance, that had been in, had full careers and moved down to the resort area, still wanted to work 5 or 10 years. We've had people work in the restaurant who had other careers or had done that before and had come back into it. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of movement in that area when the economy went bad. Right now, we still rely tremendously on the Eastern European students to build up our workforce.
I've always found it very interesting when looking at how coastal businesses operate, because it's that sense of, feast and famine, so to speak. You have millions of people, backed up outside your door in the summertime, and in the winter, you can almost proverbially see the tumbleweeds, going across coastal highway. How do you manage that, the uncertainty of knowing what the summer is going to be and all the unknowns, what the weather is going to be like, how the marketing campaign the city implemented is going to impact how many people come to town? And then as a result of that, how do you plan on staffing?
Yeah, well, the summer is typically very repetitious, so our occupancies don't fluctuate that much from a June to June or July to July, August to August. So the summer pretty much is what it is. We do a lot of advanced marketing, and we can sort of tell how strong the overall season is going to be when we get, quite frankly, to the middle of April. We still are very weather dependent, so if you have a rainy July or a rainy August, it may affect you some. But you know, you're still, your July is always going to be way better than, like, say, a March or April or even a May. And July is going to be better than June, and August is going to be better than any of the other months.
What's your feeling as we sit here, you know, end of March, a few months away from the summer? How optimistic are you about this particular season?
It looks very good. I'm very optimistic. I think, you know, consumer confidence seems to be nudging up slightly. I still think unemployment's high, which I think is the biggest determining factor for a resort. You can really see when unemployment was up at 10%, that hurt the town. Obviously, you typically, when people are coming to Ocean City, it's disposable income. Mm-hmm. And they're not on an expense report unless it's a convention or something. So I think unemployment's the biggest factor in terms of how we're going to do in this environment this summer. Right now, it looks good. I'll tell you, our advanced bookings look strong. It's still a weather-dependent town. You know, people, I used to always say, when it's hot and sunny, I'm an expert marketer, and if it's cold and rainy, I'm an idiot. So we need a hot, dry summer, you know, to have a great year. As long as the weather's good, we'll do very, very well this year.
That was Michael James of the Carousel Group speaking with me at the Carousel Hotel in Ocean City earlier this week. Many of the people who attend this weekend's job fair in Ocean City will likely walk away with jobs. But for others, the job fair may be a little more than an exercise in frustration, another reminder of how long they've been looking for work and how hard it is to survive in a market such as ours on a low-wage salary. Earlier this week, I swung by Diakonia, the homeless shelter in Ocean City, to talk with two such job seekers. The first was a woman named Betty. She just arrived at Diakonia not long ago. She says she's been out of work for about 3 weeks.
I was actually working. I had found a job after 3 years following a divorce, working as a dishwasher at Denny's. That was third shift work, where I went from being a married woman, a stay-at-home mom, to a dishwasher that worked 16 hours a week, but it was strictly on the weekends, which I did not know about before applying, and it was very hard work. It was not just dishwashing, it was emptying all the trash, sweeping and mopping the restaurant floors, emptying mass amounts of dish bins, and it was just grueling.
Before you became a stay-at-home mom, what kind of work were you doing then?
Mostly a prep cook. I was a manager of Highest Dairy Market in Salisbury for 7 years.
Okay. So you were in management. You were still in that kind of restaurant business. You became a mom, chose to leave the workforce for a while.
Yes.
And then, you know, the divorce happened. And was that pretty much the turning point that really, when that happened, everything kind of unraveled all at once? And now you're left sitting here thinking, how do I start again?
Exactly. I just enrolled in college, community college, starting out over at Warwick last week, and realized that in order to be a self-sufficient woman and a self-sufficient mom to be good for my family, I basically have to have an education. And I have to start somewhere, no matter how impossible it seems.
What's it like out there? You know, you talk to a lot of people and they say, you know, I've put out hundreds of resumes. I've put out, you know, more resumes than I can count. I've been on interviews. I, you know, sometimes never hear anything back.
Mm-hmm. Usually I'll call. Yeah. I will call and stay on them. But then what I'll usually hear in this area is, well, I'm sorry, all the positions have been filled. One thing that I notice is that a lot of foreign students, a lot of people from different areas, seem to get hired before the people that live in this area, before the people that come to this area.
Why do you think that is?
I really don't know, but that these people coming in, when all the jobs are filled by these people from foreign areas, it makes it harder for people like me to find work. And going from being a stay-at-home mother to a divorced woman to having been out of the work arena for a few years does not look good on an application. Mm-hmm. And I just wish that a lot of employers would look at a lot of the divorced women, the dislocated workers, the former stay-at-home moms, you know, the people that really do need these jobs. I think everybody should be given a chance. Everybody should be treated equally, fairly. Education should be paid attention to. Mm-hmm. Qualifications should be paid attention to. Not just the fact that the person hasn't worked in a few years, because what I proved to myself by taking this previous job is, even though I had not worked in a few years, I was more than capable.
Mm-hmm.
More than capable.
What are you going to school for?
Right now I'm going to get my general studies out of the way, and then I plan on going into law.
That's fantastic.
It's going to take about 7 years or so, but I would like to help mothers that need help getting their children, because a lot of lawyers out there refuse to help women like me on low income. So I would like to make a difference if I can somehow.
While at Diakonia, I caught up with a man named Kenny. We spoke with him back in November when he shared his struggles with homelessness with us. Kenny is almost 61 years old. He's a painter by trade, and he's still looking for work.
I'm far from disabled. I got a little high blood pressure. I am a United States veteran, Semper Fi, Dallas for all of us old jarheads. Heads. Mm-hmm. Again, a 61-year-old man, a master painter, an excellent drywaller, 8.5 years trained in maintenance of this county, and I am Worcester County. But unless they know me, and even the ones that know me, due to my age, sometimes no matter what my body is capable of, they just don't want to hire an older man. Again, there's many people in Ocean City and Worcester County that know me. I ain't dead yet, folks, and I need a job. I'm too proud to steal.
What kind of jobs have you been looking for? Are you looking for painting jobs? Are you looking for things in your field? Or are you looking at this point for anything? Because the last time we talked, I remember you said you were applying for anything from dishwasher to, you know, maintenance guy.
I've even asked for a dishwasher's job from some of the larger hotels here, and no reply. I've recently turned in one to a large hotel chain and group here.
When you go to the job fair this weekend, do you feel like this could be something that leads to the break you've been waiting for, the job that you desperately are searching for?
I pray to God it does, but I don't think so. I've been going into it, this would be the third year consecutive. But I'm speaking to the older American person right now. When you get 60, they just want to turn us away and put us out to pasture.
Kenny, it's always a pleasure to sit and chat with you. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
If you're searching for work right now, we'd like to hear your story. You can reach us at coastal@wamu.org. And if you would like more information about this weekend's job fair in Ocean City, we've got all of that at our website. So click to wamucoast.org. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City, Maryland. I'm Brian Russo, and we'll be right back.